es hier besteht ein Gesetz, dass der, welcher krank wird, auf einer solchen Reise ins Tal hinabgeworfen werden muss. Schreibt auch vor, dass man den, welcher krank wird, befragt, ob man umkehren soll seinetwegen. Und der Brauch schreibt auch vor, dass der, welcher krank wird, antwortet. Ihr sollt nicht umkehren.
Verlangst du, dass man umkehrt, deinetwegen?
Ihr sollt nicht umkehren.
Kommt herunter, er hat ja gesagt, er hat dem Brauch gemäß geantwortet.
Er hat ja gesagt, er hat ja gesagt, er hat dem Brauch gemäß geantwortet. Er hat ja gesagt, er hat ja gesagt, er hat dem Brauch gemäß geantwortet.
Amen. music of Kurt Weill, Der Jasager, a school performance that he wrote back in 1929, shortly before he had to leave because the Nazis were taking over Germany, left from Berlin and went over and became a successful Broadway composer and also some folk operas, one of which we heard earlier today on our Opera Box show. Kurt Weill on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins on our Opera Box program. I'm Chris Moore. Thanks for listening this evening. It's almost 8:09, and we're going to jump right into Opera Box. Went a little over time, and that was fine with me. To get two operas that people don't usually get to hear in one single evening, both with Kurt Weill doing the music. Bertolt Brecht was the librettist for the work that we just heard, Der Jasager. We're going to hear some music of Franz Schubert now for a Classic Monday in just a moment.
Wait, back the truck up and consider if it really makes sense to park another vehicle behind it. KGNU accepts donations in many forms, including vehicle donations, cars, trucks, jet skis, you name it. Learn more about the advantages of donating a vehicle at kgnu.org.
Hi, I'm Ann Canterlow. Please join Alan Klaverstrom, Gary McBride, Ray Wentz, and me and others for Present Edge every Monday night from 10 to 12. The Present Edge explores the leading edge of contemporary classical music, avant-garde, and experimental sounds. If you enjoy contemporary music or want to know when to find us on KGNU, The Present Edge on Monday nights is from 10 to 12 is a good place. Thanks for listening, and see you on the air.
That's going to be at 10 o'clock this evening, so we have a whole classical evening starting at 7. This is every Monday now with Opera Box, and then a Classic Monday, which is more traditional classical music, and then finally Present Edge, which takes us into the 20th century, the 21st century, and casts us off into the future. We're going to hear one of Schubert's late works now. Schubert lived to the ripe old age of 31. I believe he died of syphilis, if I'm not mistaken, and he wrote an incredible number of works. I mean, sometimes he would write six or seven songs before even getting up and going to breakfast. He couldn't even afford to rent a piano, let alone buy one. And so most of the music he wrote, he would just kind of curl up into the windowsill there and just compose away and then join the world after that. We're going to hear the sonata in B flat major, Deutsche Listing 960. Yes, his 960th work as a 31-year-old. And we're going to hear Andras Schiff playing the piano in this work.
Thank you.
Music of Franz Schubert, his Sonata in B-flat major, Deutschlisting 960. Our performer, Andras Schiff, who was here, I believe it was last year, with Friends of Chamber Music in a very special piano recital. 8:54 is our time. We are KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm Chris Moore. Thanks for listening tonight to a classic Monday. We also heard opera music in our Opera Box program that started at, goodness, I guess 7 o'clock, and we'll be going until President Edge comes on at 10 o'clock tonight with more great classical music, so do stay tuned to enjoy our evening together.
One car, blue car, old car, new car, classic car, sports car, electric car. Wow, what a lot of cars you have in your garage. But isn't that a little extra? If you have more vehicles than you need, donate one, two, or even three to those who can really put it to work. KGNU will use the proceeds to drive more quality into your favorite shows. We make it easy to give with free pickup, and your generous gifts could qualify for a tax deduction. Call 1-844-KGNU-CAR or donate securely online at kgnu.org.
Support comes from the Longmont Museum, presenting Thursday nights at the museum, a series of panels, lectures, conversations, and live performances streaming live every Thursday evening beginning at 7:30. More information at longmontmuseum.org. Support comes from the Chinook Fund, hosting an online virtual community event Tuesday, November 17th from 6 to 8 p.m. called Meet the Changemakers. Hear from Black, Native, and immigrant rights leaders mobilizing against poverty and homelessness in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. More information and registration at chinookfund.org/meetchangemakers.
Let's go now to music of Alexander Zemlinsky, a miserable man of the early 20th century, very closely connected also to Gustav Mahler because he was in love with Alma Schindler, who then ended up marrying Gustav Mahler, who was considerably handsomer. We're going to hear the Lyric Symphony, and this is a work of Zemlinsky's that goes on for seven movements and features soprano Alessandra Mark and baritone Håkan Haggegard. This will be the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra, Ricardo Chailly, conducting.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We heard the Lyric Symphony, Opus 18, by Alexander Zemlinsky, who lived from 1871 to 1942. This is a fairly early-ish work, I think composed around 1910 or so, and hyper-post-romantic music, to say the least. Alessandra Mark, our soprano, Håkan Haggegard, our baritone, joined by Ricardo Chailly and the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra, bringing us up to 9:44. And I hope, by the way, it's a little early for me to be wishing you a happy Thanksgiving, but I hope you do have a happy Thanksgiving. And I hope that you all stay healthy and stay sane. I think we're going to be pulling out of this plague that we've been suffering. And I can tell you, looking at the history of music, that Beethoven suffered through plagues, and off and on, Johann Sebastian Bach himself, whose music we're about to hear next, also suffered through plagues. And if they made it, then we can too. So let's just keep our masks on, keep our distance, and like I said, stay sane and stay safe. And I'll be looking forward to seeing you next month. Let's wind it down here with excerpts from Fugues of the Well-Tempered Clavier, Book 2. Some of this music, by the way, Johann Sebastian Bach got in trouble with the law because in those days you were not allowed to quit your job without permission from your employer. Literally, if you didn't have permission from your employer, then he too forcefully pressed the issue of his dismissal, and they threw him in jail. And while sitting in jail, he wrote some of these preludes and fugues from the Well-Tempered Clavier, with no piano, of course, because he was sitting behind jail bars. Some of it was written there, and some was written outside of jail. But let's listen to the Emerson String Quartet now in some of these fugues from Book 2 of the Well-Tempered Clavier, originally written for keyboard instruments, but here heard as string quartet music. Thank you. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm Chris Moore. Thanks for listening tonight.
You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.